Okay, Be'ez Hashem, the Talmidim told me that they would like to do Hilchos Yichud. So what we're going to do, I hope, in the next few weeks, is do some of the beautiful sugyas in Hilchos Yichud. Ideally, the way one should learn, in my opinion, halacha in general, and the first time I taught this, this is how we learned it, and I think Manna was there. That's the way we learned it. I don't think we recorded. This is the first time we're recording. But what we did last time was we did the Gemara Rashi Tosas and the Rishonim well for a month, and then we did the Shulchan Aruch and Poskim well for a month. That was what we did then. I don't think we have the same time together this time around. So what we're going to make do with is the following. Well, every week in Mirtz Hashem, we'll go Keseder HaGemara, and then be masik shmeitza liba de hilchasa. So it'll be more of a little bit more of an overview than the same type of amelus that we did in the past. So what we're going to focus on today in kedushin peyam beis is the sugya of yichud with shtei nashim and the concept of nashim dait and kalos. And we'll see a couple of important things that come out halacha lemaisa. Says the Mishnah, lo yisyached adam im shtei nashim. A man shouldn't be alone with two women. Aval isha achas misyachedes im shnei anashim. But one woman could be alone with two men. Rashi immediately gives us the reason in the Gemara that a man cannot be miyached with two women. Why is it that we're more stringent when it comes to a man being alone with women as opposed to women being alone with men? Again, the basic halacha is that yichud is prohibited. Why is yichud prohibited? What's the source? And so on, that we'll have to get to. But yichud is prohibited with two women. A man can't be alone with two women, but one woman could be alone with two men. What's the difference between the two? So Rashi explains, im shtei nashim epnesha daiton kala, that women, their das is light. I don't know if we're ever going to entirely define that expression, but here Rashi gives us a little bit more. Ushtei nochos lehispatitos, they're easily seduced. Velo tira zu michaverta, and she's not afraid from her friend. Sha'afi tasa kamosa, because for some reason, nashim are daitan kalos, and it's likely to have each one of them that will be seduced, and therefore velo tira zu michaverta. In contrast to two men with one woman, so there. Rashi says, each one is embarrassed from the other. So that's a difference in regards to the basic rule of the Mishnah. Now, let's immediately jump into the Ritva. Since we don't have a lot of time, if this was a daily shiur, I would build it a little bit differently. But since we're focusing on trying to get the basics from the Gemara and to get to the halacha, let's do it this way. Let's jump into the Ritva, where the Ritva writes the following. Here we have a photocopy of the Ritva. The Ritva starts, Masnisen lo yisyached ishim shtei nashim, pirish afilum shtei nashim, v'koshkenim isha achas. That you don't have in the photocopy that's in front of you. So again, what you don't have in front of you just says, pirish afilum shtei nashim, v'koshkenim isha achas. And here's the critical line. Mipnei shehanashim daiton kala alehen, u'mechapos zu ezu, v'lo michsefi mehadadi. Nashim are daiton kalos, and they protect each other, mechapos zu ezu. In other words, we should learn from women that they're more loyal to each other than men. For lo michsefi me'adati, and they're also not embarrassed. There's two different svaros that the Ritva introduces. Again, number one is they protect each other. Number two is lo michsefi me'adati. So I saw that there one can be medayik, that the Ritva's explanation for shtei nashim is going to be different than Rashi's definition of shtei nashim. That when it comes to the definition of the Ritva just emphasized mechapos zual zuvelo michsefi me'adadi. Rashi emphasizes more. Rashi says ushtei nochos lehispatitos that they're more likely to be seduced, and they won't be afraid. There seems to be a nafkamina according between Rashi and the Ritva. The nafkamina between Rashi and the Ritva would be in an instance where, for whatever reason, we know that one of the women, even if she's part of the women fraternity, and that they're going to protect each other, but for whatever reason, she would not be mezaneh. According to the position of Rashi, it could be that there would be room to be mekel. However, according to the position of the Ritva, the rule is mechapozu azuvelo mitzvfi adadi, and then in such a case, one would still have to be machmir. So far, so good. Yeah, you hear? Yes, man.
Why do you think Rashi is bringing in this factor of yira? It doesn't kind of stay consistent with the busha that he mentions by beis anoshim sheichod bush mechaveru. Ritvus used the busha by also the shtei noshim. Why is Rashi? Where's the yira coming in?
Rashi said shtei nochos lespatitos v'otirizu mechaverta in reference to having relations with each other. They won't be afraid from each other to have relations.
With each other or in front of each other?
No, the awareness.
Is it the same thing as busha?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I was wondering more if it was the same thing as mechapo suzu. They're not afraid to do it in front of each other, meaning they think that there will be, more like the ripper, there will be some sort of
okay.
Cover-up.
Yeah, but clearly, that's a separate interesting question. What's the relationship, if I understand what you're bothered by, what's the relationship between tira and busha?
Yeah,
that's what you're... Okay. Okay. I didn't think about it, so... I never commented on something I don't think about before Shir. I didn't think about that. But clearly, there is this nafkamina. I just want to go on and show you that the Ritva is going, and Rashi are going to be Lishitaso also in the Hemshech of the Ritva as well. The Ritva now asks Akasha, V'hadiktani b'seifa, misha asako im anashim, los yached imayim. So Rabosai, let's just be introduced to another chumrah that we're going to have to be masik shmeitzah liba de ilchasa on as well. And that is the Mishnah Pei Beis Amid Aleph. The Mishnah Pei Beis Amid Aleph says, Kol sha'asokov im hanashim, lo yisyached im hanashim. There's an added chumrah, according to the way the poskim developed this, there's an added chumrah of an individual who his business involves nashim. So then in such a case, that individual, lo yisyached im hanashim, is not allowed to be alone with women. So notice over here it says lo yisachid im anashim in the plural. So the way the Ritva presents it is he's got a problem. V'hadiktani seifa misha asako im anashim lo yisachid imam kashalon mai irya misha asako im hanashim afilu inishachrini no nami lo yisachid im shtei nashim. The Ritva is bothered. What do you mean, Misha Sako im anashim is not allowed to be a women plural? What's women plural? Plural starts with two. So the Mishnah already told us on Daftei Amabeis that you're not allowed to be with two nashim. So he says, so what's the chidush of Misha Sako im anashim? If it said, the Mishnah had said, that a man can't be alone with three women and more, so maybe if it's asako im anashim, so then that would be a possible answer. We'll see. Some Rishonim might not like that answer anyhow, as being a correct distinction. But it wouldn't be. There would be an answer to that question. But here it says im anashim. Nashim includes two. So it's not only misha asako im anashim. Everybody is asur. That's the kasha. V'lekol ameimar. And don't say, says the Ritva, to reisha shtei nashim dafka, avol biyoser mishtei nashim misyached. That, by the way, is the simplest pshat. The simplest pshat is that the reisha is telling us two, and pe'alif is telling us three. And who's going to learn that way? Oh, the aviyah mefarshim. Rashi is going to learn that way. That's going to be smooth. But the Ritva doesn't like it. Dereisha shtei nashim dafka, avol biyosan shtei nashim misyached. V'kamashim alon seifa, d'misha asokim anashim lo yisyached filo menashim arbe, k'depirish b'rashi, like Rashi learns. I'm sorry, since we're learning l'halach, I'm going to stop right here. The Ritva quotes Rashi. The way we've always understood is the way Rashi understands. And the Ritva says, I don't like that pshat. And he goes on to say why he doesn't like it. Don't worry, Rashi will have good terutzim to his kasha. The Derech HaMelech is Rashi. That's always, I'd say, to the Talmidim. If you learn Gemara Rashi Taisis well, you don't need to spend time in obscure Rishonim. You learn Gemara Rashi Taisis well, you masik Shmaitz Ali with Ilchasa, and you go, you learn Shas. That's the goal. So that's how the Aviyam Mefarshim learns. Meule. The only thing is, the Ritva. Why did the Ritva reject that reading of Rashi? So it works beautifully. And I just saw last night, this is what I have in my Sefer, I just saw last night that the footnotes on the Ritva said it. And maybe I saw in the footnotes on the Ritva, I'm putting in my Sefer, I don't remember anymore. But so I thought that works beautifully. That what was the Chshash according to, what's the Chshash according to Rashi? According to Rashi, the Chshash is that both women are going to be mezana with one man. Three women, you don't have the Chshash that all three of them are going to be mezana. But according to the Ritva, who learns that they're all part of one fraternity, so then that doesn't make a difference whether it's two women, three women, or four women. Hence the Ritva gets stuck, and the Ritva needs to be matchik. So that works out beautifully, lehalacha. Tov, kaf dor v'ferach. That's going to be the Rashi and the Ritva about how to read the Gemara. Now, this Nekuda, I believe, has implications in halacha lemaisa as well. Ramesha Feinstein Zatzal in Evin Ezer Simin Samach Dalid Chelik Dalid Simin Samach Dalid quotes something that was said in the name of his. He writes to his son-in-law, Rav Tendler Shlita, who was one of the Rosh Yeshivas and where I was Zocha to learn, Yeshivas Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. He writes us a letter to his son, Rav Tendler, and he says, what your son said in my name, it was hard for you to believe that I said such a thing. So he says, what your son said in my name is correct. What my grandson said, so the father wasn't so sure, so he asked his father-in-law whether his son got it right. This Ramesha has three lines. V'nachon, Masha Amar Lecha Bincha Bishmi Sheyichud Im Ima Ubita V'im Ima Ubas Bita Obas Bina Pashut Sheleki Iser V'yichud Im Shtei Achayos Pashut She'asa. We're going to have that's also for a man to be miyachid with two sisters. However, he says, but a man, what if a man is miyached with a woman and her daughter? A woman and her daughter. So let's say Leah and Dina, right? So it's also to be miyached with two nashim. Reuven is not related. Maybe we shouldn't call him Reuven. Noach is not related to Leah and Dina. Not related at all to Leah and Dina. And Noach now has a shayla. He calls you up with a shayla. He wants to know whether there's a chash yichud with two foreign women. Two foreign women are normally asur. But here, it's a mother and a daughter. So Ramesha just says, and this is as far as I know, one of the only makoros, as far as the shayla. This comes up all the time. In fact, someone called me up just yesterday with a very similar type of question. Just yesterday. Ramesha says like this. Ramesha says that if it's a mother and a daughter, then there's no problem with yichud. Question is, what's the makar? I challenge you to find on Daf Pei and Daf Pei Aleph, or all in Simin Chav Beis, any makar for a Moshe's heter. And that's what Rav Tendler was bothered by. What's the heter over here? So I thought that maybe one could argue that if you go with the Svara, that says that the only time we evoke Daitan Kalos, even though the Ritva is a little bit rachok mehapshat, we're going to see at the end of the day that this is also very common, that even though a Rishon is rejected, that doesn't mean that there aren't echoes of what the Rishon had suggested. And over here, there seems to be echoes that what the Ritva had said might be correct, Aliba de Hilchasa, and that is that Ramesha says that since both of them would not be mezana in front of each other, right? Because the svara is that ima ubita, to be mezana, that would be one of them, it would be muzar. And therefore, if you have a case where they're not going to be mezana, automatically it's going to be mutter. However, according to Rashi, according to the Ritva, whose svara is that they're mechapo zuazu. Again, Rashi's svara is that shtei anochos l'spatito. So according to Rashi, it needs to be that they were going to be mezana. According to the Ritva, it just means that they're going to protect each other. So it would seem that we're going to follow the svara of Rashi. Before I might have said the Ritva, we're going to follow the svara of Rashi. We're going to follow the svara of Rashi that says that as long as they're not going to be mezana, so Rav Moshe says it's mestaber that bita lefnei ima is not going to be mezana. Kaftor v'ferach. So we see that Rashi's svara is going to go ad asof, even aliba de hilchasa. I thought that one could even go a step further. I thought that this would explain another difficult shita as well. So far, so good. So let's crunch what we have. We have lo yisyached adam im shtei nashim. Machlekes Rashi Ritva. Why it is that we're machmir by shtei nashim? Is the reason that we're machmir by shtei nashim is because noichos lispatatos, or the reason is because they protect each other? And we had an afgamina in terms of pshat of how you reconcile the two mishnayos that the Ritva l'shitaso got stuck and he's got to do somersaults. Rashi doesn't have to do somersaults at all. It's misha asoko im anashim. So then it's possible, in such a case, it's not the halacha of shtei nashim, because shtei nashim is the chash that he's going to be mezana with both of them. But more than two women, then we see there are gemaras that seem to say, so we're not choshe he's going to be mezana with more than two women. So that's going to be beautiful in the pshat. But not only is it beautiful in the pshat, that's also yisod in halacha, that Rav Moshe Feinstein wasn't making up a new rule. That it could be, we're arguing, that Rav Moshe's makar might be the Rashi over here on the afpeh on the base. The Rashi seems to say that the issue is nochos l'spatitos, and everything works beautifully according to what we're developing from Rav Moshe Aliba de Rashi. Tough. I wanted to share with you something else. There is a Shitas HaRambam that will also bring us to a very important klal in halacha. Let's go straight to the Shulchan Aruch. Let's see it straight in the Shulchan Aruch. We learned in the Mishnah, and it's a Gemara. We learned in our Mishnah, Aval Isha Achas Misyachedes Im Shnei Anoshim, that a man is not allowed to be alone with two women, but two women are allowed to be alone with one man. So Rabosai, says the Gemara, Rav Yehuda Amarav, on Peyam Abayz, 7-8 lines from the bottom, Lo Yishanu Ela B'Ksherim, that this halakh only applies to men who are K'Sherim. Avol B'Prutzim Afilu Be'Asara Nami. If there are Prutzim, so then this halakha doesn't apply. One of the stickiest points, David Mamish, one of the stickiest points in all Hilchos Yichud, is the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. Paskin is one of the biggest Musar Shmuzin. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that Bizman is that everybody's Prutzim. The Ramah Ashkenazim have it easier. The Ramah follows Rishonim that say maybe we could still, there's some men who are out there who are still okay. But listen to, see it in the Shulchan Aruch. Simin Chav Beis, Sif Katan Hey, in Shulchan Aruch. Everybody have it? Simin Chav Beis, Sif Katan Hey, in Shulchan Aruch. Lo yis yachet isha achas, afilu im anoshim harbe. Ad sheti ishto shalach meyam sham. So if his wife is with him, so then he's allowed. But otherwise, lo yis yachet, basically the Mishnah and the Gemara don't apply, because of that last line in the Gemara, that Prutzim were Machmir. Quite a Chumrah. I spoke with Rav Amar Shlita when he was here in Yeshiva about this Chumrah, about how to, maybe we'll, Mir Tzashem will discuss in detail, that creates a massive challenge in Hilchos Yichud for Sfardim. Because, and there's no caveat over here. The Ramah has a V'yei Shomrim. The Ramah has a V'yei Shomrim because the Tur and the Rosh disagree with the Rambam. But that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins aliba la Rambam. So the Tur asks an interesting question on the here. Just if you, I easiest thing for me is just to quote it from. I didn't bring the Torah with me, so I have the quote in my sefer. It's in the first piece on Daf Pei Amud Beis. The Torah questions the Rambam. In my sefer, it's on Reish Lamed Dalet. The Torah asks a technical question on the Rambam. But I thought, based on the above, we can answer. Eini Maven Dvarav. Kivon Sha'oser Isha Achas Imanoshim Harbe. My Nafgamina Shishto Shalachamayam Sham. Akati Ikalamecha Shlachrini. Eich Yecholim Lahatir Yichud Shalisha. So the Torah asks the following. If the Rambam is right, that we're choshesh, that when it comes to prutzim, that he's going to be mezaneh, so fine. It's isha achas imanoshim harbe, and the Rambam says, but if his wife is there, so then it's mutter. But that's good for this guy. One of them. That's good for Yaakov. But how does it help for everybody else? How does it help for all the other prutzim? That's the kasha. So what does the gra do? The gra is mitzayin to our Rashi. On the payment base. It's mitzayin to our Rashi. So what's the pshat? Yeah. The Torah asks like this. The Torah asks, if the ishto is with him, so he's not going to be mezaneh, right? But how does it solve all the other prutzim? Okay, how does it solve for all the other prutzim?
Very good. So once you say that woman's not going to because her husband's there, the other one also.
Exactly. That's the oimek hagra. That's what the gra's mitzayin to our Rashi. That's why you got to learn Rashi Ritzvah to understand the gra and a Be'er Shulchan Aruch. It's not enough just to learn quickly the Rishonim and then just go into. You got to learn the Rishonim well. That's the Kavanas HaGra when he's mitzayin. The gra says that he's mitzayin to this Rashi to be Mi'ashiv the Rambam. That what? How does it work? The Rashi said, Shtaitun Kausu Shtein Nochos Lispatitos. So any time there's any woman there that's not going to be mezaneh, it's a chiddush, but then it'll be shomer on the entire metzius of yichud. Because the other women are not going to be mezaneh. The Ritva says ridiculous. They belong to one fraternity. It's nothing to do with shtei nochos l'ispatitos. But according to Rashi, you could be miyashiv the Rambam from the Torah's kasha. Misameyach. So we learned another halacha. Again, our goal over here is to learn halachas. So number one, what are the halachas that we learned today? Number one, we learned the halacha of lo yisiach ed adam im shtei nashim. We saw that it applies only to two women, not to more. Except misha asaku im anashim, if he works in cosmetics, so then it's going to be a problem as well. We need to be magdir misha asaku im anashim more. We didn't do that. That's the basic rule. Number two, we saw that two men are allowed to be alone with one woman. We saw the exceptions prutzim, and that introduced us to another whole shir that we need to do. That's what we have to discuss with Rav Amar and others to try to figure out for Svardim today, because the Mechaber and the Rambam paskin that the halacha is that today everybody is prutzim, so therefore the heter of the Mishnah of two men with one woman doesn't apply at all. The heter doesn't apply at all. And then we said, once we're mentioning that, the Torah had a kasha on the Rambam. How could the Rambam say that everybody's prutzim, but if one of the women are with them, so then that's going to be enough. So the Gra's mitzayin to the Rashi on the other sugya. So what's the omek advarim maybe in what the Gra is saying? The Gra is saying that Rashi says the moment in which one of the women for sure is not going to be mezaneh, so then the whole svara that the other women are going to be mezaneh falls away. Maybe that's going to be the pshat in what's going on over here. Oh, so I just wanted to argue that the Shulchan Aruch, who in terms of the Torah's question, Shulchan Aruch's not bothered by the Torah's question. He thinks the Rambam is right. So I just want to point out La Halacha, I now have a raya to Ramesha Feinstein in the poskim. The last halacha we had learned was that a man with a mother and a daughter, a Moshe Feinstein was mechadesh, is mutter. Question is, why is it mutter according to Rav Moshe? So we suggested that because there is no Isser Yichud, when there are two, there isn't going to be an Isser Yichud when there are two people together. So once there isn't an Isser Yichud when there is a mother and a daughter together, so we see that's the Svara that the Gra had said, Bidas HaRambam. So even according to the most stringent position, when it comes to Prutzim, the Rambam holds that way, so that's a riot to Rav Moshe's Heter. And therefore, the Shaila from yesterday, the answer would be, the Mi'ikr Dedina, one would seem, one could rely on Rav Moshe, that the Isser Yichud does not apply with a mother and a daughter. Yeah, Yisra.
What exactly is the Svara that if all the men are Prutzim, it's the men which are Prutzim, right?
Right.
If all the men are Prutzim, so even if if someone has a wife there, so it's true that they're not going to be Mizana together, but it could be that they'll still all be Mizana with one of them.
So here, we're not talking about chash for rape. Our only chash is a chash of znus.
Right.
Right? So if the chash is a chash of znus, you're right, it's quite a leap. But if the chash is a chash of znus, then the svara goes that the only time we're going to be choshesh is in an instance where one of the women is likely to be mezanet. And since we learned from the sugya of Dait and Kalos that the only time that a woman's going to be mezana is with nochas lespatitos, and automatically the other woman serves as a shomer, it seems that the gra is being mechadesh, that now there's a shmira on the other woman. So even though these guys are prutzim, the shmira now that shmira is in effect. It's a little bit of a chidush. One could have argued that once there's prutzim, so then that shmira of the isha acheres doesn't work. But it seems that that's what the kavanas hagra is, that will be a yishuv for the Rambam. You're right, it's a chidush, and you could run with that chidush too. But it seems, take a look at the gra, take a look what I wrote in the sefer. I definitely want to hear your responses as well. I'm thankful to you to have an opportunity to do chazara. I think since I wrote the sefer, I haven't done chazara on the sugya, so I'm indebted to you. Yes, Ellie.
So the gra being with
Could you use the inverse svara as well? Nachon. That has to follow as well. Although, right, that is what the Rambam fundamentally is saying. But the Torah asks, fine, the Rambam took care of the one man, but he didn't take care of all the other men. So to solve that, you're right. The thrust of the Rambam is that the man is not going to be bezanis because ishto is imo. But what about the other men? That's what the Torah is bothered by. To which the Torah says, well, once one of the women is not going to be mezana, so then you no longer... No, so that's what one of the women.
The wife.
There's a wife. Now, in the case of the Rambam that's mutter, is when there's two women and many men. All and they're prutzim. So in our chidush, so you know, let's say the whole halacha again, as you went back to the whole halacha. The whole halacha is as follows. If Reuven, the parutz, has his wife with him, he's not going to be mezanin. Shulchan Aruch says mutter. That's what we saw. Simen Chav Bei Sifei. Everything inside in the Shulchan Aruch. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch said. Add the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. But if the wife of Reuven is there, so then he is not going to be mezana. Fine. Reuven's wife is there. But what about Shimon Levi and Yehuda? And there's another woman there. So in a chanami, Reuven's wife is not going to be mezana because Reuven is there. But what about there is a foreign woman there who's not related to any of them, who's not related to Shimon v'chulei? So then what about the achshash znus? That's a tour's bomb kash on the Rambam. The Rambam didn't cross all his I's and cross his T's and dot his I's. That's the kash of the tour. The Gra seems to be answering that the one other woman, let's call her Dina, this one other woman is not going to be mezana because the other woman is not going to be mezana. So where do you see such a svara? So Gra's mitzayin to the Rashi that the only time we assume that a woman's going to be mezana when there's another woman around is when they're both going to be mezana. The Ritva says, what are you talking about? They're part of one fraternity. So Turin is kasha, seems to be holding like the Ritva. And the Rambam and the defense of the Gra is going like Rashi. Misameach. It's all one Torah. It's not Lomdus and Halacha. It's all one Torah. Tov, let's go on. Zokdei Liga Gemara. Now we're going to start, continue this topic through the eyes of the Gemara. My Taima. Oh, so what's the Gemara's Kasha? My Taima. So Rashi learns My Taima. Zokdei Liga Rashi. Vayisyached im shtei noshim. Ki isha shemisyachedes im shtei anoshim. What is the reason that a man can't be alone with two women, despite the fact that a woman could be alone with two men? Now notice how I'm going to read the Gemara. And for the Gemara, this is how they taught us when we were little, to always say frek the Gemara and for the Gemara. My father is a modern person, but this is how he taught me how to read Gemara. Because that's how he learned Gemara, not because he wanted to sound very frum. That's how they learned Gemara. That's how they structured the Gemara. Frek the Gemara, my time. What's the reason? So that's the kasha. And for the Gemara, Tana Deveelio taught Hal Vanashim Titan Kalos Aleim. Frek the Gemara, Mino Ani Mili. What's the makar? Now the Gemara actually brings a very very funny makar. Since we're not learning Keseder B'Iyun, I'm not going to get involved too much in the Makar. I do in my Sefer. There's a lot to say. The Gemara's Makar is a very funny Makar. Pnei Yoshua goes on for three lines, talking about how strange, in different adjectives, how strange this Makar in the Gemara is. So I want you to take a look at it. You can take a look at Pnei Yoshua. We discuss what the Makar is for this Yichud Minatar. Now notice how I presented it. The Gemara asks, "My Taima Minohani Mili." Here's the Shaila. Is the Minani Mili going on the first question, or is it a totally different question? What do I mean? The Gemara is clearly asking my Taima, what's the reason that we're Megil by two men and Machmir by two women? To which we answered Nashim Daitan Kalos. Do you put a very big period over here? And now the Gemara asks, Minohani Mili on the whole Isser Yichud. Or do you say, Minohani Mili is continuing with what we learned before? We're touching on many different types of methodologies in learning. This is a methodology of how you read a Gemara. What's going on when you read the Gemara? What's the Minohani Mili? So Rabosai, that has nafkaminas la'alocha as well. Oh. What the iser of a man with two women? The Gemara is going to say, Remez li'ichud min ha'Torah minayin, most Rishonim are going to learn that this is an extension of an iser d'araisa of arayos. Do you say Yohareg Val Yavor for Yichud? Do you need to jump out of a skyscraper? If in an office you find yourself in Isser Yichud, Yohareg Val Yavor. That we won't discuss today. Remind me to discuss Emir Tashem in the future. But it's Arayas. It's an Isser D'Araisa. And the remez for that Isser Arayas. Tov. So now the Gemara is asking Remez liyichud min haTorah. The Gemara is asking in regards to Isser Yichud, what's the Makar? Is the Isser min haTorah of Yichud with one man and one woman? Or is the Isser of Yichud also with one man and two women? Yesh lachkor. When we say Hol v'Nashim Daitan Kalos, is that an extension of the Din D'Araisa or not? So I found that the Chochmas Adam and the Binas Adam take sides on this question. I have to find where to where the Bina Sadam is. Yeah. The Bina Sadam in Simin Yud Zayin writes, has the following chumrah. We're going to have later on the keter of Baila Be'ir. Not everybody holds that Baila Be'ir is mutter. We paskin that in an instance where, assuming that, I'll try to say it in a way that almost all the poskim would agree, halacha l'maisa. In a case where the husband is not far away and he's in the city, if he's miyached with a woman, so then, let's start again. If his wife is miyached with somebody, let's give a practical example. A serviceman comes to the house, and there's a shaila of yichud. And the husband's in the base medrash, two blocks away. So then in such a case, we paskin that it could very well be that there is no iser yichud at all because of baila be'ir. However, we're going to see that Rashi does not hold this way. Many point out that Rashi seems to say that the only we don't say that the woman is asura labaila, but the Gemara never says black on white baila beir is mutter. We paskin like most Rishonim who say if it's baila beir, the halacha is that it's mutter. But there is the simple reading on the daf of Gemara Rashi. Tosis disagrees. Simple reading on the daf is that it's only. There, we don't make the woman asura labaila, but not that it's heter. The binas adam, the chachmas adam, who both Rav Nevin Sal Shlita and Rav Branch Spiegel told me that the Pesach Achron and Yoredeya, when I'm stuck, if you're not sure, had a paskin, let's say it's machlokes shach and taz, that the chachmas adam is the machriya, just to show you how chashuv the sefer chachmas adam is. So in the sefer binas adam, which is the essays of the Chachmas Adam on Shulchan Aruch, the Binas Adam is Choshesh Freshitas Rashi. And he says that Baila Be'ir is not Heter Gomer. The Minig Olam seems to be, a Minig HaPoskim, Minig Olam is not important. Minig Olam, unfortunately, sometimes is to be Mekel on Hilchas Yichud as well. So the Minig HaPoskim is to be Mekel. But there is a Binas Adam that says this. And then the Binas Adam goes on, he says, but if you have two women and one man, two women and one man, so then, even though it's Asur, Halvarashim, Dayat, and Chalz, then you could rely on Baila Be'ir. So what do I see from the Bina Sadam? What I see from the Bina Sadam is that the Bina Sadam understands that these are two different categories. There's the category of Nashim Dayat, and Chalz, which might be a greater Chumar Midrabanan, and then there's the Yisur Daraisa. If you held Daitan Kalos is a Hagdara of the Din Daraisa. And then when the Gemara said Minoan, immediately the Gemara was going back on Noshim Daitan Kalos, so then in such a case there would be no reason to differentiate between two and one. That becomes the Hagdara of the Daraisa. But if you say no, you read the Gemara as two different stages, then there might be a nafgamina la halacha between those two. So how you read the Gemara is going to affect whether you accept these kulas or not. If you take a look at the Tosas Riazakein, it would seem to me, the following. Let's take a look at the Tosas Riazakein. Im shtei nashim, right in the beginning of our sugya. Kol shekein im achas, certainly in one. Two are asur. Because their das is kala. From the Tosas Riazakein is mashma that it's all one category. The iser yichud is also with isha achas mepnei shadaita kala. Kol shekein shtei nashim, certainly two nashim. Mashma that they're one category. L'chura, not like the Chachmas Adam. And according to Tosas Riazakein, it would seem when the Gemara is asking Minan Imili, the Gemara is asking on both. So that would be a very broad question that one should keep in mind. That when it comes to two women, is the halachas of Yichud governed in the same manner? Do you say that two women are usher just like one woman? And the Gemara, the way you read the Gemara is the Minan Imili is going back on both? Or you put a big period over there. This is a Chumrav Dait on Kalos. So therefore, the Bina Sadlam could be correct, that there are times will be more makel by two women or one. Or no. So that would be a nafkamina. Okay, we'll stop over here. So we did Noshim Daitam Kalos. And Mirtz Hashem, next time, we'll probably go on to the next big sugya is Prutzim. We'll do a little bit more of the sugya Prutzim. And then eventually we'll get to Baila Be'ir. And Derech, we also have to get to Halachos of Derech. We'll get there as well, Bezer Hashem.